Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go with the last push to get to that number of $448,000. Adam Carter, a last segment here. And right now we got the 2-to-1 match from Lindus Construction. Call now and your dollars will be matched 2-to-1 thanks to Lindus. 952-886-HERO, 952-886-4376, the CenturyLink phone bank. Taking your dollars for Second Harvest Heartland as our radiothon continues. Or you can donate online, WCCORadio.com. Joining us now, John Monson, who is the Chief Mission Officer for Compere Financial. Compere has done a great job as one of the main sponsors today. They've also provided some great matches. John, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for what your company does with Second Harvest. Why Second Harvest Heartland? Why is it important for your company to support this organization?
Well, it's been a long partnership just from the start that we've been doing this, so I'm really proud of the partnership that we've had and the partners we've got here. And Land O'Lakes has sort of been an anchor along with us right from the very beginning. So we're proud to do this because we know that there are individual stories, you know, and I think if you go a little off script from what you've heard, every single person listening today can identify somebody that they know that's close to them, maybe in your family or close friend, that's gone through a period where they've suffered from not having food available to them. When that happens, it makes a huge difference, and you know about it. This is an effort to get at that. So if you know somebody that's in that situation, this is the opportunity to make a difference, and that's why we do it.
That's just it, right? I mean, I think people have their idea in their head about what somebody who's hungry looks like. But the truth is, it's people everywhere. It's people in our own neighborhoods. At some point in our lives, it's been us.
You know, we see it a lot of times when we drive through the Twin Cities. And we're from rural Minnesota,
yep,
many of us. And I live in rural Minnesota. When you drive through cities, you see it. But in rural communities, it's a silent crisis. And it's been ongoing. And I'd like to be able to say that I hope that at some point here, we're going to be able to stop making these calls, having this show. This self out every year. Yeah. I don't think we will. This is a continued effort that we're going to stay committed to for as long as we need to until we stamp out hunger. But the truth of it is, it's just as prevalent in rural communities that we serve as it is in the Twin Cities. And so if you don't see it, doesn't mean it's not there. It's truly prevalent.
And you look at Second Harvest, and we're here at their beautiful facility today. And you're right. It's great. It's beautiful and it's efficient, but we wish we didn't need it. But we do need it. But from a standpoint of somebody in the corporate world looking at Second Harvest and how efficiently they operate, and stretch the dollars they get, it's pretty impressive.
Well, it is, and that's why we continue to give. And then every time, you know, you announce that there's a 3-for-1, a 4-for-1, a 2-for-1, that helps to make a difference as well. But the efficiency is really critical. It sort of mirrors what we see from our own clients. You know, safe, abundant, and affordable food comes from farmers, our clients, ultimately. And they do it very, very well. And this is the same here because you have to get the food out everywhere. To be able to do that efficiently, to be able to pack that food, to be able to deliver it, transport it, is really critical to the effort overall. You know, we can provide capital, but we can't solve the issues. Second Harvest Heartland makes the best attempt at it, and that's why we continue to invest in them because they're the best at it.
2-to-1 match right now from our friends at Lindus Construction, 952-886-HERO, 952-886-4376. Still time to get that donation in or WCCORadio.com. We're talking to John Monson, Chief Mission Officer for Compere Financial. Let me ask you this question about corporate partners in the Twin Cities, not only in the Twin Cities, but in rural Minnesota. How important is it for them to be stewards of their community and help organizations like Second Harvest? How critical is it to an organization like your organization, that they be good partners in their community?
Well, the goal of any giving program, and I oversee our corporate giving program at Compere and have from the start, and even before Compere was formed, and the real trick, the real benefit, is by creating leverage, meaning you multiply the dollars. When one person gives, you challenge others to do the same. And when those partnerships are created, the real benefit, sometimes, you know, a lot of it's the dollars, for sure, But when you start partnering brands, that's where the real power is, because that's when companies get committed, corporate efforts get committed to really making a big difference. And it's a social responsibility that we believe in. And so that it only can be solved by many because it's so big. And there are many different initiatives that we undertake, and other companies do too. But you've got to come together on something like this. WCCO really has focused on, when you come together like this, you make a big, meaningful difference all at once. It's a team sport. You've got to get at this together with other corporate partners.
John, about 30 seconds left. Give the pitch for why somebody should donate to Second Harvest Heartland.
As you're multiplying your dollars, you're multiplying the effect of what you're giving if you can do that. And so you're going to be able to distribute three meals for just $1. You can help distribute three meals to hungry neighbors. But we talked about it earlier. You know somebody that's been hurting and has gone through this. So when you give, you make a difference. You help them, and you help others just like them.
John, thank you for what you do at Compeer Financial, and thank you for the time today, sir.
Absolutely a pleasure.
John Monson, Chief Mission Officer for Compeer Financial. 257, and we're going to come back and give you the total. 2-1 match from Lindis Construction. Still time to donate at 952-886-4376.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.